This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hate you!
Well,
we're Dan Patrick!
I feel like you're going to like us. So, hey,
yes.
if you're new to Kavino and Rich, welcome.
Yeah.
In for DP, getting you guys into the weekend. We got a lot to get to today. We're going to talk about everything from Cocaine Bears to Russell Wilson to a fight that Kavino and I are going to talk about that I think more people want to watch than an actual fight.
Oh, yeah. Stick around for that.
And it's not the lady getting kicked in the head by a moose. That was not a fight. That was a straight knockout.
When animals attack. Yeah, ooh. We're going to get to that, too. Lots of fun today. And first mostly, it's Friday.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels like a Thursday, but it's Friday. Weekend is here. I'm pumped about it. You know who else is here? Joel is here.
There he is.
On the ones and twos. What's up,
what
Joel?
What up, though?
What up, though? We got super producer Danny G on the phones.
Happy Friday.
877-99 on Fox. Kevin Wyatt with the updates. We got Spotty Boy on the videos. We got a whole team
Hello.
Here.
Yes, sir.
We're usually on every afternoon, but you can subscribe to our podcast for free. Search Kavino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast and leave a review. You qualify for a bribery ball. Trying to bribe some people. Leave a nice review.
Love us yes. and we'll give you things.
Yes, we'll give you a Nerf football.
Every afternoon next week, it's going to be raining Nerf footballs because you guys are a few days behind.
Do I have to wear my galoshes?
Yeah, you have to wear your big red boots.
My big red boots.
That reminds me of one of my favorite video games when I was a kid, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes,
remember his
Sonic
red boots. Yeah.
Or if you got kids, Dora the Explorer, Boots the Monkey.
By the way, if you want to see these Hola, ridiculous boots that these kids are wearing, that superstars are wearing, I don't know which Russell's going to wear them first, Wilson or Westbrook.
That's a bet. That's a prop bet, by the way. Go to DraftKings and make your prop bet now.
Who's going to wear them first? Who's going to get an endorsement? By the way, if you want to see what we're talking about, I just posted it again at Kavino and Rich on social media on our IG story. Spotty's here putting up videos as we speak. Spotty Boy. Again, Joel and Danny G and Kevin Wyatt's got your updates. We're going to talk some Russell Wilson. This guy, has he been exposed or has he always been a jerk?
Well, here's the thing.
Was that a smack? That means he ain't dropped knowledge.
Well, there's some updates on Russell Wilson.
Here's the thing, Joel. A lot of times.
Did he change?
In relationships, in dating, work friendships, family, you wonder sometimes, did the person change or is that who they always were? And now they've just been exposed.
But
they always say when someone becomes famous or rich, they don't change. They just become an amped up version of who they really were all along.
Right, right. So we're going to get to that in 2 seconds, but we have a few phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. Well, it's Friday. We're excited about it.
Let me get my Russell Wilson notes ready while we talk about Boots with Ed in Florida.
What's up, Ed?
What's up, Eddie?
Good morning.
Guys, how y'all doing?
We're good, man. What's up?
Good, man. I just called in to say I took a look at those boots this morning, and those boots are horrible, ridiculous. Yeah. I wouldn't be caught dead in those boots.
You know, Ed, it only gets worse. Like, do you remember when girls started wearing, what would you like, those, like the big furry Uggs back in the day? We were like, I guess we'll accept it.
No,
then we were like,
At first I was like,
we'll accept it.
What are they, Beastmaster boots? What are those
we're
things?
We're slowly accepting any type of footwear.
Exactly.
It's like, oh yeah, Beastmaster Uggs? Sure. Crocs? Sure. Now it's big red Sonic the Hedgehog
cartoon
Papa
boots.
Smurf boots. Yeah. And we're like, yeah, sure.
It's ridiculous. But like grown-ass men are wearing these things too. It's really odd. That's why I'm bringing it up. You know, it's really a thing. I'm not making this up. But thank you, Ed, for backing me up on it and having a sense of pride and dignity.
And
appreciate you.
And having a little fun with us today. All right, Russell Wilson. Let's go to Mike in Southern California. Mike, before we get into all the details of Russ, what's your instinct? Did he change or is this who he always was?
So, good morning, Camino. Good morning, Rich, first off.
What up, Mike?
Morning.
So, I'm a Denver fan, have been for the longest. Russell Wilson, he was with Hackett. If you notice, he didn't run the ball that much. He didn't get mobile, anything. Once Hackett was gone, last 2 games of the season, we went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs and we beat the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, I still think Denver will be one of the big turnaround stories next year, and it's going to make Sean Payton look smarter than maybe he even is, because you know you win 5 games and you're the Broncos that had Super Bowl hopes. Next year, even if you go 10-7, it's like, man, look at Sean Payton and what he did.
I'm interested to hear his answer though. What is he saying?
Yeah, Mike, what do you did Russell Wilson?
I don't think he's been exposed. I think he came into a game plan with the coach that didn't know his style of play, and so he had a bad season. But I think with Sean Payton getting him back on that track, I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be the same old Russell Wilson.
But it transcends football. You know, yeah, he had a bad season, but there's been
this is about him in the locker room.
Yeah, there's been like he has this this personality now where it just
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, no, Joe garners a lot of criticism, a lot of eye rolls. You know, a lot of hate on social media. He became like a hateable guy somehow. So where did that come from?
It's interesting. Like, you know how over the years you may have changed your narrative on LeBron? Like, I hate LeBron. You know, I like LeBron. I hate LeBron. I like LeBron. I think Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson never sort of had that. I mean, he was a little cringy at times, nobody hated him.
No, I think back in the day, everyone for the most part was like, Russell Wilson, just a good dude.
What a guy.
What a guy.
And now I think it's like, all right, did he change a little bit, or has the fame and celebrity and money really just exposed the true guy he is? And let me just give you a couple notes. So here's a guy who has altercations with defensive players. Now, you talk to guys that played in the NFL. We've talked to many of them. You know, former NFL players work on the network here. The offense and defense sort of stay in their lane. You know, their partner's going after the same goal. But you don't see NFL quarterbacks barking at defensive players.
Mm-mm.
He rubs people the wrong way with this stuff.
He's no Johnny Gill.
Rub them the right way.
Yeah. Like that one, right, Joel? Do you feel the magic in my hands when I touch?
Yeah, because I can see you with a perm.
And rub you the right. You got to rub them the right way.
When you look at Russell Wilson, when Sean Payton was first hired, they said, hey, Sean Payton, how do you feel about Russ with his special parking spot and office? Remember he had an office where he's not even with the team sometimes? Like, Russ has his office.
Yeah, you know what people think when they see stuff like that? Oh, so you think you're better than me?
I'll be honest.
It's just one of those things,
I'm not trash talking because I still work there. It's my other job.
We think you're better than me?
But it's SiriusXM. When Howard Stern has his own elevator, that is a little like...
Oh, you think you're better than me?
A little eye-rolly. Like, he just uses a different elevator.
And we get
okay.
it.
Okay.
I get it. Like, superstar.
I get it, but it's like, that
you
sort
know,
of...
Guy's making millions.
You know, I mean, like, dude, really?
But you start separating yourself, right? And other people... We'll look at that like, yeah, I don't know. That rubs me the wrong way.
For Howard, he doesn't need to be part of a team. He's his own entity. Russell Wilson needs to lead a team. So when you alienate yourself like that,
well, bam, buddy boy.
Russell reminds me of like, you grow up with a cousin. You know, you have a cousin that you just think you raised like, or a good brother. You know, somebody that's close to you. And then you get up in age and you look at him like, you know, how did I not recognize that you...
That's so funny, Joe.
How did I not see this
but
along
the
way?
The funny thing is, it's like Russell got inside his own head. Remember he had the coach rest in peace, or whoever he is. But he got inside his own head. And when your cousins go away and they get in their own head, it seems like they come back more crazier than you. And you got to look, hey.
Yeah.
I think
everybody has that personal example you speak of, which is really funny. Is that what happened to Russell Wilson? Did his relationships have something to
boom,
do with it?
Boom.
You know, did his marriage, look, did it all go to his head? Did he turn heel like Hollywood Hogan?
Listen, I don't.
He became the guy.
I have the, you know, my number one rule is you could talk smack about someone, but you don't talk about their family.
Okay.
But it would be foolish of me not to say, well, he did marry a beautiful celebrity, which pulls him into a different circle. I'm not saying anything negative about Ciara, but I'm just saying, when he's in a different social circle as well.
He's an athlete, right?
With a super...
think about the what an athlete makeup is. It's much like a lot of people listening right now. They're just better at sports.
Yep.
Then he enters this Hollywood sort of circle. It's a different type of breed. It's a different type of person. And I promise you that. Rich and I have interviewed everybody under the moon. Athletes, the most relatable, because they're just like you.
You know what the number one weird one is with athletes? Baseball players, Joel. I'll tell you why. You see an NFL player, an NBA player, it's so obvious that, you know, they're a beast, way bigger, stronger than me. You go to, like, if you get the chance or the privilege to go to, like, a batting practice, right? You go watch, like, the Dodgers or Mets or Astros or anyone get in the batter's box for a little BP before the game. You're like, all these guys are, like, 6 foot... 190 pounds. They're
me.
They're just me, but better. Like, you don't like, you're not looking at him like, man, he's 6'6 and ripped.
I mean, there's the Aaron Judges of the world.
Yeah, but still.
Right. No. But so my point is, you know, you enter different circles, you're hanging with different people.
And what do they say?
That could rub off on you a little bit.
He should have just married the regular Jenny from around the block.
Maybe so.
He needed an LL Cool J around the way girl.
Around the way.
Right?
Yeah.
Standing on a bus stop sucking on a lollipop.
On a what?
Oh, lollipop.
All right,
he started to flex on the rapper Future, remember? And that's when he went from Carlton to a wannabe Tupac.
Carlton.
And it was really weird. Then there's the video of him and Ciara in bed, remember?
Yeah.
Seattle, we got a deal.
Yeah, but you know what happens? Deal. You know what happens, though?
That's when everything started to go south.
Yeah, but I just figured it out. Danny G nailed it. Like, he had this Carlton reputation, right? Now, here's Carlton.
And it's not unusual.
Hold on. And I love Alfonso Ribeiro. You know, we've met the guy. We've interviewed him. Great guy. I love Carlton. Great character, right? But when you say Carlton and when we think Carlton, there's nothing really cool about it, right? And here he is. He's like, I'm Russell Wilson. I don't deserve to be treated like Carlton, right? So he wants to change that, even though we all loved him as Carlton.
You know,
that's
it's
the
like?
Thing. We all loved him like that.
You know,
he's
it's
like, nah. It's like Will Smith. Everybody loved Will Smith, but people thought he was corny. He's like, yeah, but I know I'm Will Smith, but I kind of want to be like Tupac.
It's like, right? When you call Church Boy.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, no, but we love you like that. But there's a part of that guy, and it's like,
but I don't want to be that.
He's like, yeah,
I don't want to be Church Boy anymore.
I want to be hard, right? I want to be hard. I want some respect. And then, you know, Will Smith goes up on stage, starts smacking people because he's trying to prove something. Russell Wilson's growing his hair out. He's acting all Hollywood. He's getting a little arrogant because he's trying to prove something, because he's trying to shed that image.
Well,
but the truth is, hey, man, we loved you as that.
It's funny because
Carlton
remained Carlton.
I know.
Yeah, and that's why we love him.
And by the way, on a side note, that's why Alfonso Ribeiro's great, because he even owns that character. Like, he still loves that character.
Oh, he'll do the dance on, you know, on any stage anywhere.
But in reality, Carlton, as much as we love him, like, doesn't garner respect. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're gonna name drop as much as you have this morning already,
it's not.
You might as well say we've been at like a Super Bowl event where we've seen him on the dance floor and he'll break it out.
Yeah. You know, like, you gotta own it. I'll tell you what. You know what I love about the ultimate form of confidence, right? Is when you just own it. Like, Rich Davis, he's the biggest cheese weenie I ever met.
Well, hold on now.
But hold on. But look, he's got a beautiful wife. And when you own it, you could be the corniest guy going.
Yeah, you can say I'm corny.
It's cool. No, because when you own what you are, who you are, right? It's cool no matter what. No one could say anything about it. It's just who you are and you own it.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Wally Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Wally and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I was just looking at the box score. I watched a little bit last night. Danny G, I need a new strategy because Lakers games, when they're West Coast games, they start right around bedtime routine for my little kids. So I'm like, oh, man. Like, Danny hit me up. He goes, Lakers are about to start. I'm like, oh, I want to watch tonight. They're playing the Warriors. And then I'm like, you know, doing the dad thing, reading bedtime stories, watching an episode of Bluey. And I'm like, I just got to DVR the game. And I hate DVRing sports, but sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
But the new look Lakers, man, it just, you know what it proves? Depth and how important depth is. Because you could have Anthony Davis and LeBron James and some big names, but if your bench stinks and you don't really have a complete team, yo, Bamba, 10 points. Malik Beasley, 25.
25.
Hachimura, 14.
And by the way, LeBron had a over a 20-point streak going on. He had 18. He still played big yesterday. And then he said...
Wait, who?
LeBron James.
Yeah, no, he only had, LeBron 13.
Didn't
13.
He didn't have a great...
He played terrible.
18.
Yeah, 5 for 20.
Yeah, I was going to say, at the end of the game, he put a few points in to make his stats look okay. But he was sluggish throughout the game. The rest of the team picked him up. And you're right about not only the depth, but all of a sudden, what was the narrative about the Lakers when the season started and why they were so horrible? They can't shoot. No three-point shooters on the team.
Now they got shooters.
Now Malik Beasley standing there. If this was the start of the season and it was one of the guys they dumped or got rid of with a wide open three, he would have missed.
No, that was my point.
And even,
LeBron didn't even play big, and D'Angelo Russell rolled an ankle, barely played at all, and they still won convincingly. And then LeBron at the end of the game was talking about how these next 20-something games are the most important games of his career, Danny G.
Yeah, Beasley, by the way, to finish the point on him, he hit 7 out of 11 three-pointers.
I know. That's, you know
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too, because I haven't seen a Laker hit threes like that.
I think they should change. You know how they go to, like, Los Lakers sometimes? Or they should say New Look Lakers. They should just roll
new
with
look,
it.
The new
they
look
should get Lakers. It on their jersey. The New
so,
Look
No,
Lakers.
But it's a depth that just shows you in any sport. But the NBA, when LeBron James could shoot 5 for 20 and have a terribly off night against another team fighting for a playoff spot, it just shows you that depth is so important because, you know, the NBA more than ever, you know, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, you have like 8 guys that are putting more than 20 minutes in. This is not a one guy could carry the team maybe the way LeBron did in Cleveland a decade ago.
Mm-mm.
LeBron James.
James.
I don't want to celebrate too quick, though, because, of course, there was no Steph Curry on the floor.
I know,
right,
I know.
Exactly.
The Warriors don't always play the best defense this season. But as far as just on the surface, the way the Lakers looked, it's a much better situation to be in than the way the season began.
And it makes things more exciting for everybody, I think. Again, we're Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Got to talk about the fight this weekend. Again, we're going to go over weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch aside from the fight, what shows and movies you need to tune into. But I know Rich also wanted to talk about Aaron Rodgers for a second.
By the way, just to show you how tight the West is in the NBA. I mean, tighter than a pair of skinny jeans in the 2010s. The 6 seed and the 13 seed.
Tighter than your gray sweatpants right now?
Hey, it's gray sweatpants season. It's bold season. The 13 seed and the 6 seed are 3 games apart. So if some team rips off 8 out of 10 and someone else goes 5-5, you're talking about that's a difference of a Midwestern seed or like fighting for the play-in game. So LeBron James, guy's not joking. It's a very important stretch for his legacy. I heard our buddy Broussard on The Odd Couple. In the world! I love those guys. They were talking about how, you know, LeBron James, I'm sure for his legacy, he doesn't want to say, yo, I was in L.A. for 5 years and missed the playoffs 3 of the 5 years.
Says he's not built that way. Of course not. He's in it to make the playoffs, in it to win it still.
All right, let me give you one Aaron Rodgers analogy. I said I had one Aaron Rodgers thought, and I know you want to talk about some of the fights this weekend. We'll talk about what's going on. Now, when you do watch the fight, if I said, yo, Covino, I'll come over, you could come over, what do you want to eat? Mm-hmm. If you said to me, yo, bro, I'm telling you, looking at you in the eyes, and I'm telling you, I don't know what I want to eat. And I'm like, yeah, bud, we could order some Mexican food, get some nachos. Bro, I don't know. Dude, we could have pizza? I'm telling you, bro, I don't know. How about some wings? I could order some Buffalo Wild Wings or Hooters.
This sounds like the conversation I have with my girlfriend every night.
I don't know.
Oh, I'll just pick something.
Yeah, Covino, tell me, what do you want to eat? Bro, I'm telling you, I'm looking at you. I don't know. And then someone else hits me up and they go, you know, Inside Scoop says that Covino wants nachos. And then we're like, yeah, this guy said Covino wants nachos. I'm going to run with that story.
Well, how does Inside Scoop know if I don't even know?
That's the whole narrative with Aaron Rodgers.
And by the way, the evidence is right here in front of our face.
I'm looking up
the guy's on a 4-day darkness retreat because he clearly doesn't have any clarity in his life.
He's
so
in a
you're
going to
tell me that he has his mind made up? Absolutely not. He's in a cave looking for answers. So clearly, the guy doesn't know his decision yet.
He's in a cave. He emerged yesterday.
And he saw his shadow.
So 6 more weeks of indecision.
6 more weeks of not knowing.
If Aaron Rodgers went on record like a week ago, before he went in the cave, and was like, yo, all due respect to Adam Schefter and...
Dude, if he had the answers...
Call out?
Rappaport.
Rappaport. He's like, yo, they're good at what they do, but they don't know squat about what I'm doing.
If he knew and had clarity and had the answers, he would not be in a cave for 4 days.
So what
Period.
I'm saying is, when you look up on the screen and on ESPN, FS1, CBS, if you're looking at all the sports, TV shows, and radio shows, and everyone's speculating Aaron Rodgers' next move, your 3-year-old kid has just as good a guess. Mm-hmm. I should ask my son, Ben. Hey, little buddy. Yeah, Dad? Where is Aaron Rodgers going? Is
he going to the moon?
Well, that's a possibility.
To play with dinosaurs.
So, little guy, the Jets, the Raiders, or Green Bay?
T-Rex.
No, no, buddy. The Jets, the Raiders, Jets.
Bluey.
Well, kids will always go with the first option you give them.
Inside sources say, who's the inside source? Oh, Rich's three-year-old.
Bluey.
Said the Jets. My three-year-old has the same level of insight as Ian Rappaport. Damn, as Michael Rappaport. As any Rappaport. Because Aaron Rodgers is looking us in the eyes and saying, I don't know what I want for dinner. And we're telling you, yeah, I heard he wants a pizza. And listen, I'm not insulting any other show or broadcasters or anything, but I find it amusing that at this point, I get it. It's fun to speculate. We do it every day. It's a lot of fun. We love sports. We love talking shop. But when the guy himself comes out and says, attention world, nobody knows because
Sideburns
I
knows.
Don't know.
The janitor knows.
Yeah, Sideburns
but
from Billy Madison.
In our own minds, we kind of decipher that. It's too hard to walk away from 60 million.
I know. But so
the only thing that most people could take a good guess on is that he's going to play, period. Yeah, he's still going to play.
Yeah,
I'm pretty certain he's going to play.
My feeling is that if he wasn't going to play, I feel like there would have been some insinuations or he would have alluded to like, well, there's a chance I don't even play. I feel like, Danny, we were talking off the air. Now we'll speculate like idiots. Is it really Green Bay, stay put? And Spot said it before. It's funny because there's two reports. They hate him. And the other report is they love him. Is it the Raiders? Is it the Jets? Are those the only options? Are there four options? Retire, Green Bay, Jets, Raiders, or is there another option?
Is there a sleeper?
None of us know. Like what you've been saying, there could be a team that comes out of nowhere.
Tennessee.
I think 60 million should be an option by itself.
Yeah, Tennessee, by the way, could say, hey, we're going to, Tannehill could be out the mix, and Tennessee can make room and say, hey.
And we're all going to look at each other like, Tennessee? I didn't see that coming.
I mean,
Tennessee.
We said it off the air. We were saying how Tampa Bay, that wasn't necessarily the league leader for Tom Brady. When Tom Brady, we thought, oh, the Raiders, maybe the Niners, maybe. No one thought Tampa Bay. So my point is, and I'm not trying to contradict myself by even speculating, none of us know. Yes, it's fun to talk about, but any insider that's like, you made the best analogy without even realizing it. Any insider that thinks they know has the same credibility as the janitor from Billy Madison.
What makes you think I didn't realize it? I'm the one that said
I'm just telling you how good it was.
So many people have said.
Thanks.
Shut up.
There's been so many people say money's not a factor, but when they finally make their decision, the money was in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Money, lifestyle, next stage of his life, location, all of these things are factors.
I mean, I get it because when you deal with that much money, people love to, people love to spend other people's money. Like, Spot, you love to do that to me. I'm like redoing part of my house, and Spot's like, what you should get is what, those huge doors that like fold into each other? Spot's like, you should get those. I'm like, they're also like 50 grand. So
maybe our next FSR contract.
Yeah. People love to spend other people's money, or people love to say, yeah, well, who cares? Like, he doesn't need it. If you're Aaron Rodgers, are you going to be like, well, I could get like 60 mil, but hey, like 40 is good enough because, I got a lot. Yeah. No one's leaving 20 mil or 5 mil or 2 mil on the table. Are you kidding me? So I guess none of us know is my point. My point is no one knows.
Not to take the fun out of the rumors, but Aaron Rodgers doesn't have the final say on this. He doesn't have a no trade clause. The Packers are going to deal him to whoever give the Packers the best package for him. All right. So it's not like, does he want to play in New York? Does he want to play in Vegas? They don't care. They're not going to do him any favors.
You think he would pull a Gronk? Meaning, remember when Gronk, the rumor was that at some point in his career, he was going to be traded to the Lions. Sorry, Joel. And Gronk said, well, if you do that, I'll just retire. He could do that, right? That's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so
he's
Aaron
in a great situation.
Yeah,
he'll be a darkness shaman.
You know what? He could do like ayahuasca tours.
He could be a guy. Yeah. A spiritual guide for people.
We say it in jest, but what if Aaron Rodgers post-career, how Tom Brady's going to the booth and other people start businesses, a lot of athletes open up restaurants or car washes. What if Aaron Rodgers goes into the wellness world and opens up a chain of like like caves and ayahuasca experiences.
Dark rooms.
Like dark rooms. Yeah, what if Aaron Rodgers goes the spiritual route?
I think that would be great.
Opens a bunch of like, you know.
It ain't no $60 million in that.
No, but there's wellness in that.
Wellness.
Clarity.
There's leave me alone in that. Let me go to my room.
You come out with clarity and weird tattoos.
How about we just change one of your rooms in your house through Aaron Rodgers' new program?
Oh yeah, he sells a little like a kit.
Oh, he has a new. Exactly. No, he has a show on like
the dark room.
He has an HGTV. He has an HGTV show where he converts one of your rooms to like a darkness, like you know.
Yeah, he has an infomercial late at night, like John Baisdale, where he sells you his new darkness products. Well, anyway, it's fun to speculate, but I think what we're getting at is
no one knows
if he doesn't know. And it's very evident, based on where he's been the past 4 days, that he doesn't know anything. Then how does anybody else know?
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We already talked about eating pizza this weekend, fight weekend. But you know what I'm having tonight? Tonight, as we get into weekend hobnobbing, eating some Mexican tonight. You know why? It's National Tortilla Chip Day.
My favorite.
So now I have to.
We live in a world where we just see memes all day. One of my favorite memes, because it's so accurate, it says, you don't realize how little willpower you have until someone puts tortilla chips and salsa in front of you.
Yep.
That's when you realize, God, I got no willpower.
So I was on the fence, like, do I want Mexican today? I am slightly vato loco. I might have to. Then I realized, oh, well, it's a holiday. Of course I have to.
It's National Tortilla Chip Day.
Would your table like another basket of chips?
Of course. Yes. Thank you. Please. Let's go.
Danny G, you know, I lose all control in those moments. Two things
the
to me.
The roof of my mouth is shredded after eating all those chips.
I can't tell you. I could eat endless chips and at an Italian restaurant or steakhouse when they're like, I'm the guy that's always like, sir, excuse me. Can I get some more bread and butter, please?
Bread.
I'll have two loaves of bread. When you're at a restaurant,
What's worse for your willpower, the bread or the nacho chips?
That's another dumb bread person myself. Yeah, it's another dumb Covino Rich question that I love.
How about that sweet brown bread they put on the table at Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, man. How about those Red Lobster biscuits?
Oh, man. You know what? Save it. Save it for another day when we're filling in or check us out. Because now it's time for Weekend Hobnobbing.
Living for the weekend.
Your winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Weekend Hobnobbing.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Yes,
Fox
buddy.
Sports Radio Nation. We're excited about it. Again, excited to be here with Danny G, Joel, Kevin Wire, the whole Fox Sports Radio team, the Dan Patrick Show, Covino and Rich. Thanks for having us the past few days. Excited for the weekend. First and first, mostly, the number one thing I'm excited about, we talked about it before, Jake Paul, Tommy Fury. It's going to be a good fight. At least I hope. I want my money's worth, my $49.99.
I would hope that it's a knockout. I don't want to see this go 8 rounds the distance. That would be so uneventful.
Are you going to talk about the bear movie? I'll save it.
No, you could do it. Okay. You could talk about it. You're gonna
if I have time, Cocaine Bear comes out this weekend.
Are you going to go see it?
Well, you know why? You know who's in it. Like, everyone's like, I can't believe it's a real movie. Well, guess what? Starring a real actor based on a real story.
You know the bear?
The late, great Ray Liotta's in the movie from my hometown.
Was this his final film? It can't be.
I don't know, but I mean, why?
Please
maybe he's
tell
fantastic
me he
in
had
it.
Something else in the can.
Chantix. I did a movie about a bear. Yeah, so Chantix. Cocaine Bear. Chantix. So I'm excited about the fight. The fight between man and bear, Cocaine Bear. And let's see. When it comes to Netflix, what to watch this weekend, I'm torn on two things. Season 4 of You, which I'm late on, but I'm hearing good things.
Cocaine Bear.
And Mark
Cocaine
Maron.
Bear, instead of hibernating, it went to the VIP at the club, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mark Maron has a comedy special out this weekend from, I think it's called From Black to Dark. From Bleak to Dark.
I watched it.
Yeah?
It was good.
All right, cool. Well,
it was good.
Was it bleak?
It was bleak. You know, I don't know. I was like half asleep when I watched it. So half asleep is code for I had a few drinks or something, probably.
Okay.
Or an edible or something.
When the edibles hit.
So what I'm watching this weekend, Danny G, I'm on board. I know, I'm embarrassed to say, but Perfect Match on Netflix.
Come on.
All the knuckleheads and doofuses from Love is Blind, The Circle, Too Hot to Handle.
It's like all the train wrecks on one show,
It's
right?
Train Wreck Central.
Yeah,
the girl that's so hot. What's her face?
She's not. Francesca. She proves your theory, Rich.
Hot.
Yeah.
What's the theory?
What's your theory?
My theory is when a hot girl talks about how hot she is, she gets less hot. Yeah, I do. In the trailer, she's like,
but if she's really, really, really hot, now she's just really, really hot.
Yeah, but Spot, she says things like, I don't even need to try. I'm so hot. And it's like, oh, I hate you, but I still think you're hot.
But she's right.
So Perfect Match. You said you, Covino, I'm going to check out You with the Wifey. We're behind. There's a couple new movies streaming. The Strays looks creepy. We Have a Ghost.
That's my watch this weekend.
What, The Strays?
No, We Have a Ghost.
Tell me about it.
David Harbour.
Okay.
Plays the ghost. We know David Harbour from Stranger Things. And it's just about a family moves into a house and the ghost lives there. He doesn't talk and they're trying to figure out what happened. And like he gets out in the public, people start seeing him. He goes viral. It's like it seems funny and endearing.
Okay.
Like I know you're going to cry. I just know it.
Okay. We Have a Ghost.
I'm not going to cry. Vatos don't cry.
You'll use one of your tears on this.
No, I won't.
Yeah, yeah. What is the
promise? You say, 96 you say, teardrops.
96 teardrops.
Per year.
I'm not going to cry.
Or is it a lifetime?
Danny G, what you got this weekend?
All right. Sunday, I'm going to be watching the Lakers, the new look Lakers at the Mavs. Now, I want to see if the Lakers can get a couple of W's in a row with this new crew. All right, and then as far as Brainless Reality TV, we mentioned Perfect Match. The big three right now for Wifey and I, Perfect Match, The Last of Us, and 1923 on Paramount Plus.
Yo,
1923
Danny
is getting so good right now. Out War.
By the way, have you noticed that The Last of Us is very, like, it's basically The Mandalorian, but instead of Grogu, you got this weird little girl with him.
Yeah.
But it's
same
main
guy.
Yeah, same main guy. He's trying to bring Grogu from one place to another, trying to protect this Grogu, but in his story, it's a girl.
Mando takes off his helmet and just replaces Grogu with a girl.
Yeah.
It's like when you copy homework, but you change a few lines.
I was thinking about that.
I saw that meme.
Yeah, you saw that meme?
But you know what? Last of Us, Danny G, I'll back you up. That is a show. It's been a while since I look forward each week to a new episode.
Yeah.
And The Last of Us, what, six episodes deep now?
Still bringing
and it. And if you were a fan of The Walking Dead back in the day, I feel like this is a... Like a cooler spin.
Pedro Pascal's he's a G, man. He's the guy right now.
Yeah, come on. Narcos.
Guy can't do no wrong.
Mandalorian. And now this. I think he's one of those hot names we all like right now, right? Pedro Pascal. He was on SNL and he was pretty funny. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for letting us fill in for Dan Patrick. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Joel, Danny G. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.